This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, so we've been hearing a lot about the measles. A couple of things we know about it. It's somewhat rare in today's world, but it's highly contagious and it can be deadly. And here to talk to us about is U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy. Senator, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell, thanks for having me, man, and happy Mardi Gras to everybody, and I hope you're not getting the measles.
I definitely hope to not get the measles. I got a lot of drinking I got to do this weekend, Senator, so I don't want to get the measles. But if it's not one thing, it's another, right? And we're beginning to see this move across the country. What are you seeing?
Well, so there's the outbreak in West Texas, which then went a little bit further west into New Mexico. But now there are reports that there's a measles outbreak in San Antonio. So you can imagine it's just kind of moving eastward on the I-10, east and west. And apparently there's a big rodeo in Houston coming up in which kids from across the state go. So you can imagine that there might be somebody there kind of brewing measles that might expose others. And so, of course, if it gets to Houston, it's getting to Lake Charles. It's getting to Laffey, to Baton Rouge, to North Shore, and to New Orleans. So I just want people to be protected. Make sure your child's vaccinated.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the vaccination for a moment. It's been around for a long, long time, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I was born in 57. So after 57 is when, you know, the vaccine became available. If you're born in 57, prior to 57, you frankly didn't need to get the vaccine because they assumed you were exposed. But subsequent to that, people got vaccinated, and the amount of measles and the amount of measles complications, by that I mean kids going into the hospital with pneumonia, just went down precipitously. And by and large, we almost had measles like never saw a case of it. And then around the teens of this century, we begin to see more and more cases once more.
And how does this actually reveal itself? Typically, you know, in the life cycle, once you're infected, what would you anticipate to experience first?
I'm not a pediatrician, and so, you know, some of the, are the OBs, because pregnant, those women anticipating getting pregnant may want to get vaccinated. That's to discuss with your OB. But let me just speak as a physician who used to do a lot of immunization work. First, it's highly contagious. One person who has measles can infect 12 to 18 other people. The classic thing is to get a rash, which means incredibly uncomfortable. But also, what puts people into the hospital and kills them. Unfortunately, there's been one death in Texas now. It can cause pneumonia. Now, there's other more rare complications. For example, it can actually cause what is called a type of inflammation of the lining of the brain. That once the child has measles, they can actually have this inflammation become apparent 7 to 10 years later. And that can be, you know, terrible. So, and then if a woman is pregnant, and she's exposed to the measles, then both she and her unborn child can be affected. The child may be stillborn, or have a decreased growth in the womb, or again other type complications. So, so the most classic is measles, but I'm telling you, the other stuff can happen. And the child that died in Texas apparently died from pneumonia.
So, if you have measles and you recognize it, you've been diagnosed, you really then have to separate yourself from others because of how contagious it is, right?
You really should. Now, by the way, you want to look at your household. If you have somebody in your household who's immunocompromised, which is to say they might be on steroids or they might be on chemotherapy for cancer or something like that, you want to, what they call it, a cocoon. And you might get, you know, exactly what a cocoon is. You want to wrap them around with people who also are, who have already been vaccinated or who you know to be immune, so that they don't bring it in and you don't give it to them. So, so if you decide to stay at home, you want to make sure that the people you're staying with are immune and certainly not pregnant if they've not been vaccinated before their pregnancy, and not immunocompromised. So even that kind of separation from others, you want to think about. And again, speak to your doctor. I'm the guy who used to do immunization work, who's now the United States Senator. But you should ideally speak to your physician and get something personalized to you.
I think I read a story the other day, or maybe it was late last evening, about a child who was getting on an airplane that obviously had already broken out in the rash and had measles. I mean, that's like stepping into a Petri dish with everybody, right?
You can't. Sometimes something is so terrible, you can't help but laugh, because that's exactly what you don't want to happen. Oftentimes on those airplanes, there's, you know, they recycle the air, but you're still having some air that others are breathing a little bit more than you're outside. And it can't be spread in a respiratory fashion. And it is highly contagious. Now, if you're vaccinated, you're okay. Unfortunately, there's not as much, the rate of immunization is not as high as it used to be. Now, the vaccine is safe, and I know there's been a lot of chatter, but I'll note that Ralph Abraham, who is the Louisiana State Surgeon General, in response to the recent outbreak in Texas, just made a statement. It is safe. It is a safe vaccine, and highly recommended people getting vaccinated. Speak to your pediatrician or your OB if you're anticipating getting pregnant. She or he is going to say it is safe. So speak to those trusted medical advisors. But the way, if someone does get on a plane or any other setting and they have the measles, if you are immune, you are okay. It's those people for whom the vaccine maybe didn't work as well as it should have, or who have become immunocompromised since they've had their vaccination. Or, you know, the most tragic thing, Newell, children less than one don't get vaccinated because their immune systems aren't ready for it. If a child less than one is exposed to measles, they are at a higher risk of complications. So in some cases, you can't have vaccinated, but if that baby is exposed to someone with measles, it could be trouble.
So this advice is to folks who have never been vaccinated, just so we're clear. I'm getting a couple of texts about this.
So if you've never been vaccinated, you know, if you're born before 1957, they assume that you had the measles. I was born in 1957. I remember having the measles, number one. Number two, some people are vaccinated, but as they age, the antibodies, the kind of protective thing that floats through your bloodstream, goes down to a level which is no longer sure to be protective. And that's why OBs will talk to a woman who's anticipating getting pregnant, and she should speak to her doctor as to whether or not she should have a booster dose for her measles. So she may have been vaccinated as a child, but the kind of protection is kind of just waned down a little bit, and she has to speak to her doc as to whether or not she needs a booster dose. So, and then the last, some people are vaccinated and they get immunocompromised. They get put on steroids for some illness or chemotherapy.
Right.
In that case, that's why we talk about herd immunity. The more people who are immunized in a community, you're setting a wall of protection around someone who either isn't vaccinated or the vaccine didn't work or they're immunocompromised. They never get exposed to the virus because everybody they interact with is protected. But right. If you've not been vaccinated, let me just put a big plug in that you speak to your doctor about being vaccinated.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
So, you know, we learned during COVID that there were kind of two types of immunities that you wanted to try to achieve. One, where some immunologists have said that I don't know that we ever really achieve it, and that's sterilizing immunity, and the other being functional immunity. But what we know historically, correct me if I'm wrong, from the measles vaccine, that it has a very high efficacy rate, that if you take that vaccine, you will not get the measles.
Amen, brother. Amen. 90 to 95% of the people that get the vaccine are going to be protected. It's safe, and it's 95% protective. Now, 5%,
which in modern medicine today, correct me if I'm wrong, that's about as close as we've ever gotten to complete sterilizing immunity, right?
Yes, yes. And by the way, the vaccine is safe. I can tell you hepatitis B vaccine may give you 98%, but 95% immunity is pretty daggum good, and it's safe. And so if you've not been vaccinated, strongly urge you to be vaccinated. And then going back to that special population, women anticipating pregnancy, speak to your OB so that she may decide to give you a little bit of a booster dose.
Senator, any side effects, any known side effects? I mean, I know I had the measles vaccine, but it was so long ago, I don't even remember any side effects from the vaccine. Just sore arm or something more than that?
You're going to get a sore arm. It is a live vaccine. The reason they don't give it to people who are immunocompromised or who are already pregnant or who are less than 1 year of age is that it can cause measles. Now, if you've got a normal immune system, which like almost everybody does, but not quite everybody, it's going to handle it beautifully. But if you're immunocompromised, then there is a risk of that. And so if you are, the recommendation is, for example, if you know that you're about to start chemotherapy, which is going to decrease your immune function, and you think you might be exposed to measles because maybe you're with a community that doesn't vaccinate, then consider getting your dose, your protection checked, and if you need to, get a booster. That's a very specialized sort of thing. But the big side effect I'd worry about is if somebody was immunocompromised and got the dose. But that's going to be a rather rare thing.
Yeah. And let's see, it's not measles that's linked to shingles, it's chickenpox, right?
Correct. And there is a vaccine which helps prevent that, one, to prevent the chickenpox, but also when you're older, to prevent a reactivation of the chickenpox, which causes shingles.
You know, it's funny, you remember certain things as a kid. I know I had the measles. I was told I had the measles. I don't remember having the measles, but man, do I remember having the chickenpox.
How old are you?
I don't remember. I'm your age. I was born in January of 58.
Yeah, so almost certainly. I mean, you had the measles, and again, you stayed at home. You were red. You know, you got to drink Coca-Cola, and your mama made you feel better. So for most people, there's not a problem. It's just occasionally when you have enough people having measles, you end up with somebody in the hospital, and unfortunately, as just happened in Texas, a school-aged child died. And so it's almost always benign, not always, and when it doesn't, no school-aged child should die of a vaccine-preventable disease.
And, you know, the reason we're having this conversation, if we're going to be completely honest and transparent about this, is that our vaccination rates used to always be very strong here in Louisiana, but more and more we have people falling out that are not being vaccinated. And that, in many realms, that kind of presents a challenge. And I think measles is one of them, because this vaccine has proven itself over and over again since, you know, I was a kid in 58, you were a kid in 57, right?
Yep. So partly we are victims of our own success, in the sense that no one has seen a severe case of measles. In 1956, it would not have been a headline that a child died of measles, or that children were hospitalized because of measles, because so many children were hospitalized, and that meant, of course, more kids died. Now, because of our successful immunization efforts, people have begun to take for granted how dangerous measles can be.
Right.
I can tell you, I'm old enough to remember the pediatricians who were older than me speaking about there would be two wings of a hospital dedicated to treating complications of measles, and 6 months after the vaccine came out, those hospital wards were closed. As that collective memory kind of goes away, there's not the same urgency. But if a mama today is concerned, speak to her grandmother about how her grandmother handled this, and I think she'd probably come away with a different understanding.
Can still remember the name of my pediatrician, Dr. Jacqueline Winters. We'll never forget her. She was one of the finest individuals I ever met in my life. It's funny how you
pediatricians, they're great people. They really are. They're so mission-driven.
Yeah, it's so true. Final thoughts, Senator?
Yeah, I want everybody to be healthy. I remember a few years ago when the COVID came, and it came to New Orleans during Mardi Gras, and it came to New Orleans and then spread from New Orleans. We don't want measles to come to New Orleans during Mardi Gras, where 12 to 18 people are infected per person, and then we end up with a mini epidemic here on our streets. We just don't want that. And the vaccine's safe. If you're not vaccinated, please do so. And if you think you might need to be, speak to your physician.
Absolutely. Well, have a great Mardi Gras season as well. And thank you so much for joining us today. We truly appreciate it.
Thanks, Duel. Appreciate it, man. Be safe.
All right. That's U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy. We will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.